I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's likely to be another tense night in England tonight. Police are out in force once again, especially in London, where riots that have shaken Britain started last Sunday. Since then, more than 1,200 people suspected of taking part in the unrest have been arrested. It's part of the fight back promised by British Prime Minister David Cameron. Meanwhile, Britons continue to debate who is behind the violence and why. The World's Laura Lynch went to a courthouse in North London today to try to find some answers.
Police vans race up and down the road in front of the magistrates' court in the neighborhood of Islington as officers continue to arrest hundreds of suspects. Many of them are being brought here, so many that the court sat through the night last night and will again tonight just to process all of them. This is the first glimpse of the people who have burned buildings and cars, looted shops, and assaulted those who got in their way. Today, Prime Minister David Cameron stated the obvious as he vowed to fight back.
There are pockets of our society that are not just broken, but frankly sick. When we see children as young as 12 and 13 looting and laughing, when we see the disgusting sight of an injured young man with people pretending to help him while they are robbing him, it is clear there are things that are badly wrong in our society.
Come here! Please, I want to be taking pictures of you.
There was evidence of that on the courthouse steps, as a distraught mother yelled at photographers who were snapping shots of her 11-year-old son. Minutes before, he had pled guilty to looting after spending a night in jail. His slight frame was just visible as he sat in the dock. The boy admitted to stealing a $75 garbage bin from a department store after the windows had been smashed on Monday night. Nearby, a 17-year-old named Bobby leaned against a post watching the sidewalk drama unfold. Looters, he says, are losers.
Do you know anybody who was involved?
Not really, but I know a few people that know people that are involved. Everyone's going to know someone, do you know what I mean? That's something to do with it.
Bobby says he stayed away, not wanting the trouble or the criminal record. He's not in school, but he's got a job in a restaurant. Bobby knows those jobs are hard to come by, and he thinks that's why there's been so much violence.
Yeah, obviously there's people that don't have jobs, and that don't have money, and their parents don't give them money. They don't have nothing. And obviously, this is a big opportunity for people. They must think, I can make a little bit of profit here, rah, rah. That's the only way they're looking at it. There's no other reason. There's nothing to do with politics, government, police. All it is people robbing shops just to get a bit of money. That's all it is, free stuff.
But the parade of people marching through the courtrooms today revealed a diverse group. Not just young, unemployed men. There was a 31-year-old man who works at a primary school, a student, and a convicted drug dealer, from different ethnic backgrounds. Still, the focus remains on young people, and that's why Georgina Ohuru showed up at another court to offer them her support. Ohuru told reporters it's past time to find answers for England's dispossessed youth.
This is war right now on the streets. As you can see, it's war for our young people. Give us a tomorrow. Give the kids a tomorrow. There's no tomorrow. You all get a slice of the cake. You've all got good jobs, been union, what have you. These kids will never step foot inside a college or university. Half of these mothers don't benefit.
So
benefits.
Go out and trash their neighbours.
Have you got an answer for them? What can you do? What can you do? Have you got an answer? Has the government come up with an answer yet? Eh? Have they come up with something positive for the kids? They haven't. So be realistic. Wait, this is a wake-up call for them to get off your backsides and think positive.
For all the warnings from the Prime Minister and the police, those who were out on the streets of Manchester last night seem undeterred by the threat of arrest.
This will be my first offence, so I'm not really bothered.
That lack of fear or concern for the future suggests that England's courtrooms and jails may be busy for weeks to come, even as some urge the government to tackle the underlying problems that they believe led to this wave of violence. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.